I'm aware that it's also a tryout now to dive into work based on BMC after the explorations, but I must say that each time I'm engaged in your propositions, they're touching, and the works are touching. They're defined sometimes in a different way. For example, when Anouk, you proposed us to start on the floor exploring the environment, I could feel that for me, but this is because of the BMC approach, I always start with, I would need to be immobile almost for half an hour before I could engage in any activity. And so sometimes I feel there's a, it's not a speeding up, it's just a different entrance in exploration. But it's beautiful to have this entrance as well, because you see, finally you get engaged in the same way or something. So just to say, there's il y a des va et des vient, and probably in the propositions I will give, it will be the same. So last workshop, where you were not here, I proposed to work about around the first sense that in the vision of Bonnie is developed, and for her it's sense of touch, and in relation to the sense of touch is the sense of movement, and it's special because traditionally there's a lot of attention to the sense of touch, but not so much to the interwevenness, to the sense of movement, which really goes along, and it's all related to the experiences in utero, in water, where we develop in water. Where we either at the end we touch the walls of the uterus, we are touched by the walls of the uterus, we are touched by organs around, fluids, sounds, this is our environment, and it's through the limitation that we also develop our sense of movement. So all the other senses, they're not shut out, there's not it's not like what it's like we don't have props in our ears and eyes, but they're still developing. We're not looking yet. We are hearing, but they're tempered sounds. We're not swallowing. Sometimes yes, there's a little bit of swallowing of fluids, but it's really, these are the two senses which are in the core of the heart of development, mm-hmm. as a human, as a living being, the sense of touch, sense of movement. And then for the series of workshops that we do now, I keep the track of the development of the senses, to have a little, this is my focus. So it's a really defined focus, maybe a limitation, but so I really want to propose to you to have hear, if you have some time to hear what is what we worked around in the last workshops. I also give a little introduction before we start, but to give the entire overview, after this sense of touch, sense of movement, there's another sense that is developed, and it's the sense of taste, and it's related to the development of the mouthing pattern in uterus as well. So a child will accidentally stroke its mouth, maybe. Some babies even have sucked their tongue.
I remember the echography, she was already.
So there's a lot of, it's a first sense which after a while, if you want, can become falling, how to say, if I want something, I want to get to. It's our first sense, which really is, which is related to what we desire,
intention.
Yeah. Whereas a sense of movement and touch first is really it's unintentional. Like we are.
It's happening.
That's the perception first. Eh? Of course, after a while, we become movers. We play our entire lives with making it a very intentional movement, maybe for the aim, maybe to let it become unintentional again. But so there's a long process. So sense of touch, it's a very important sense because sense of taste is a very important sense also because it's so much related to survival issues like knowing what to eat, and not only to eat but also what to eat, what not to eat, breathing. Also, sounding. Expression.
So then I have a question.
Yeah.
When does it develop? Because if it's relating to breathing, does breathing appear later? Like, when does this breathing appear in the embryology?
If we're talking about breathing from a BMC perspective, you always have the cellular breathing.
So cellular breathing, and then the other kind of breathing goes with the
later. It's only when we are grasping later. Breath after birth. That's of course the lungs are developing. But it's the first grasp of air. That's the
so in utero.
Yeah,
it's only about cellular breathing.
It's and nourishment, in a sense, you're right.
Well, you're linked to the breathing of your mother.
Yeah, but...
To the oxygen supply, the blood, to the navel.
Through the mother breathes were for both.
Yeah. No, it's beautiful to have a...
No, because it seems obvious, but it's not so obvious that breathing appears. This kind of... you're out. Yeah. Of course, because it's in water, you know.
Yeah.
And also, I think there's something with the blood that has to change direction because of the breathing. I don't remember exactly.
I also don't remember exactly.
But I remember, because it was not long ago that I was looking at for my daughter. And when birth occurs, the blood was going a certain way, and then it has to go another way because of the lungs suddenly functioning.
Yeah, probably the supply
the
of oxygenated and expellers. But to conclude a little, related to the sense of taste and mouthing, there's another sense closely related to the sense of taste which develops, and it's the smell. Like they say, it's like two hands on one belly. You have the mouth, but the mouth, in order, for example, to reach, for example, a baby, in order to measure space, distance, it uses the nose. So the nose is it's through the smell that finally knows where it has to aim for, where it has to reach for. And even though the child is already hearing, but the perception of all these stimuli, it's occurring, it's processed more in more complexity later. So the hearing comes after these senses are developed, and only after the sense of hearing is there too. There's the visual sense which is fully developed. So it's a progression, but it's not a linear progression. Of course, like all things in nature, it's. They're all there, for instance.